Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Israel are mostly clear tonight, with mild temperatures across major cities including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a comfortable evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports from earlier today that Israel warns of a heightened terror threat to Israelis and Jews abroad as the holiday period approaches. The National Security Council cites increased efforts by Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, and global jihad groups. Also, Ynet noted this morning that Israel has flagged rising terror threats abroad, issuing warnings against travel to Sinai and Jordan. Key threats include Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas, with concerns over lone attackers and online radicalization. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew shared that earlier today, the IDF conducted a large-scale surprise drill, testing the readiness of forces amid holiday tensions. The exercise spanned from Tel Aviv to the northern borders. Separately, JNS reported 5 hours ago that Israeli security forces discovered a rocket during a counter-terror raid in Samaria. A 10-member Hamas terror cell was apprehended near Nablus. And finally, JTA mentioned 3 hours ago that Israeli ministers have unveiled plans to encourage voluntary Palestinian emigration from Gaza. This proposal has sparked condemnation from international powers and some American Jewish groups. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, an observer of military activities, posted just minutes ago about the IDF's surprise general staff exercise today, involving coordinated scenarios across various fronts. Iris, known for her coverage of military operations, wrote just now that the IDF plans to destroy underground tunnel routes in southern Lebanon soon. Israeli military officials confirm no Hezbollah terrorists remain alive inside the complex. Lahav Harkov, a journalist, shared just minutes ago that Adi Altshuler is running in Eisenkot's party as a candidate for education minister. Harkov interviewed Altshuler about her Holocaust Remembrance Initiative. Now for more on those stories, starting with the heightened terror threat. The Times of Israel noted Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah are intensifying their activities targeting Israelis and Jews worldwide. This warning comes as security agencies emphasize the need for heightened vigilance during the upcoming holiday season. The implication for Israelis abroad is increased caution and awareness in public spaces. Turning to the surprise IDF drill, Israel Hayom Hebrew detailed how the exercise unfolded, involving simulations of infiltration and rapid response. The drill is part of the IDF's ongoing efforts to ensure readiness amid regional tensions. For residents, this means increased military presence and activity, especially near border areas. Meanwhile, the counter-terror raid in Samaria led to the capture of a significant Hamas cell, as reported by JNS. This operation highlights ongoing counter-terrorism efforts in the region. The apprehension of the cell serves as a reminder of the persistent security challenges in areas like Nablus. Lastly, the controversial emigration plans from Gaza, as JTA reported, have drawn significant international criticism. The Israeli government's proposal aims to address demographic pressures, but it faces strong opposition from global and Jewish groups. The diplomatic fallout could impact Israel's international relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business advises on managing expenses wisely during the holiday season. With increased travel and shopping, it highlights strategies to balance spending, especially around Ben-Gurion Airport. Separately, CTEC reports new details on a deadly shootout in Netanya involving a border police officer. The incident underscores ongoing security challenges within Israeli cities. And finally, Globes shares that recent polls show the ruling coalition gaining ground over the opposition. This shift repositions the Likud as the leading party affecting political dynamics in the country. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.